Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. This week, Jim, we're going to focus on the letter F, which is for fun, bringing more fun back into your day, into your horse riding, into just enjoying life, and probably fulfillment. So maybe you might talk about that and what you've noticed in your own career and your own riding and helping other clients.
Thank you, Connor, and thank you for introducing us so well. This is an area that I believe is the key to enjoyment. We talk about success in the ring and results, and this is the area that we've forgotten why we fell in love in the sport. We can, if I ask you all listening and watching, can you remember when you started riding, when you got the first buzz? I was speaking to a lady I have just begun working with, and she told me about her first jump, the joy of that jump. You know, she's challenges different confidence, but she went back to just automatically started speaking about the day that she just jumped her first jump and the feeling she got, the thrill, the buzz, the exhilaration. She just got lost in just speaking about that first one jump. I have it, I can still remember. I guarantee, well, a challenge to yourselves is to think when that jump was, like, when was it when you just got on that pony horse for the first time, and it was just magical, that moment when it was just that eureka moment. You know, I can go back to my grandfather when we'd bring us all for all his grandchildren, and he'd lots of them, and we're all on his pony called Merrylegs, and just I can remember being up and down in that pony. It's amazing how my two brothers were the same, you know, we just had this beautiful feeling. And then when we got to jump, like this feeling of the jump, it's just mind blowing. And again, to tell a non-horsey person about these feelings, you know, the horseman, the whole energy of the animal and everything to do with the lifestyle, it's chalk and cheese. You can't, if you either have it or you don't. But when we go back to when it all started, it was just pure enjoyment. It was pure fun, as you said, fulfillment. You know, it was just undescribable joy, undescribable fun. It was just, it's very hard to put it. I'm sure there are words that haven't even been made up to describe the bliss of it, the joy of it. Yeah. However, then when you start to learn the techniques and the discipline, the understanding, the mechanics of the horse, all the ways that you need to ride on the flat, and then over jumps and rhythm and connection and all the intricate, which are all so important, we get in our heads and we forget about our hearts. Like, we're made up of head and heart, and when we ride first in the beginning, We it's all heart, it's all buzz, it's all excitement. There are no really rules, and you're just on it, and you're just excited, and happy chappies are flying around the place. And that's the heart. But then, unfortunately, we get into the technical part, which is, again, so important to become better and better. But then we get so in our head, we forget this beautiful feeling we had in our heart, and we forget the fun. I gave a talk, the last talk I gave, I asked all the riders to talk to the person beside him and come up at the age when you first got the excitement, that energy, that buzz. And I think the average of the age, it depended when people started, but I think the average age was 16 and below. You know, it was, some was 6, 7, 8, it depended what age they started, but it was always nearly in the beginning. Or there was a part in the very early times, if they're lucky enough, to get the right animal, when it was just easy and it was fun, and there wasn't pressure, and, you know, it was whatever level. But there was very, very few that were started very young that still had that joy, you know. So I asked them and I asked riders to think of the age when they really were at their best, when they just had the most fun. That's what I mean, at their best. I was down in California and I asked this girl, and she was 23. She said, that's when I was just really enjoying it. You know, there's another rider, she was 16, and she said, like, I hadn't started that long, and I want to get back to that place. So put in an age when it was just when you began writing, when you had that fun, when you had that, and connect to it, connect to it daily, connect to it every time you ride, because that's why we do it. Mm. You know, it breaks my heart sometimes when writers call me and just say, God, I don't know, can I keep doing this? It's so hard, it's so technical, it's so, oh my God, my head is going to burst, you know. And when they first start speaking to me, they're just so... It's all up here. They've lost the feeling because they're trying to remember everything, and it's, you know, they're trying to pack it all in and think, I have to do this right. And perfectionism is a huge thing, which I'll cover later. And they want it all so perfect, and it's all up here, all in the brain, head and the mind, and none in the heart. So you have to get back to the joy of it and remind, it's the joy. And if your sport is dressage, but any other sport, it's jumps and the joy of the jumping journey. We have to get back to the fun of it, the fun, mm-hmm. and smile and have the, you know, and bring fun into it and have the laughter and the banter and, you know, keep it light. Because when it's light, we're happier. You know, every athlete and every, you know, Rory McIlroy spoke recently and he said, look, I have to remember the enjoyment. That's the focus. So I'm not thinking of the result. I'm just thinking of enjoying every moment.
Yeah.
So fun, enjoyment, fulfillment, we have to focus on
the freedom and the flow.
Freedom and flow, great words.
Yeah,
freedom, yeah. The freedom. Like, these are airplanes. These are little jets that every rider is on, like carrying you through the sky, like, and the efforts they put in, it doesn't matter whether it's a cross rail or a 160, they are given everything and they're carrying you through that sky. Like, they're, you know, if you appreciate and how good, and then the feeling that it's like going over a bump in a car when you're younger, like that little whoa in the stomach, connect to it. And then it's easier. Then the passion comes back. The excitement comes back and the fun comes back. You know, that's so important.
It's just the, as you said, the pure enjoyment of it without overthinking it. You're relaxed. You're more in the flow. You're just enjoying the freedom of it. And it's getting into that place. But how do people do that then and still feel like, because I think a lot of people go, oh, yeah, well, that's fine if you're just, like, not competing. But if you're competing, how do you stay in that relaxed flow state?
Yeah, again, awareness is curative. So you have to be aware that this muscle has to be exercised too, this fun muscle, this enjoyment muscle, and this the thrill of it all. And when you remind yourself of that, then the other mind stuff becomes easier. But you have to balance the two. Hey, remember, this is fun. Like, I get to do this. You know, it's not like it's a struggle. It's not like, oh my God, I have to, because it sounds like work when we use our head all the time. But we have to kind of play with the energy and in the flow. And that free spirit has to be mixed with the structure and the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going back, as I said many times before, it's all in awareness. It's all, you know, when you write stuff down, I'm going to have more fun, you know, pen and paper, the power of the pen, and write it down. I need to have fun like I was, whatever age you are when you started, you know, so pick an age. So I'm going to ask you all to take, I'm going to count 10. And as I count to 10, just think back when you first fell in love with the sport, when you first had the most fun, and what age were you? So I'm going to count backwards right now to give people time.
So we'll go into meditation now again.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's connect to that place and bring that back into our own hearts and into our minds and into our writing.
Absolutely, Connor, because we can talk, but if we don't make decisions and put an age and put a number on it, this will be just wasted chat. I want you to actually physically take pen and paper after the meditation and write it down.
And you know, before we start that, I think that's a very important part of this podcast is, at the end of every episode, we try and do a meditation. You might say, why would you do that? But if you do listen to it and you really go into it, it will help you immediately integrate what we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
So that's the power of this. So don't Absolutely. Take it for granted. Take that 5 minutes, pull over on the side of the road if you have to, do whatever you need to do and just enjoy it and connect to it, and it'll make a difference, you know.
Absolutely. And through repetition, the more you practice, the better you will get. Okay. So taking your time to keep your eyes open if you're driving, and if you're not, close your eyes and just get deep into a deep state of being, again, relaxed and calm and feeling your body at ease, just like a horse, your own horse when you ride. their own animal, making sure that the more relaxed they are, the better they are, and the better the mind and body reacts the same as us humans. So each rider, take your time to take a deep breath in, closing your eyes, relaxing into this time that you're giving for yourself, the space, the sacred space of you being with you, breathing back into this calm energy. Again, in and out through your nose, it's the best, into your lower diaphragm. Feeling the calm, relaxing energy from head to toe, your head, mind, brain relaxing, your shoulders relaxing, right, left, your right arm, left arm, your right leg, left leg. Feeling that calm, relaxing energy. Breathing in and out and feeling your ease and flow as you feel that relaxation from head to toe. Your right foot, left foot, right hand, left hand. Your right eye, left eye. Right cheek, left cheek, your forehead relaxing. Your scalp relaxing. Your healthy body relaxing. Feel this place and give yourself permission to remind yourself why you started this beautiful sport, this beautiful horsemanship, the level of excitement, the level of energy, of thrill, the passion, the fun, the enjoyment, that feeling, that beautiful feeling that drew you into this lifestyle, that drew you in, that attracted like a magnet into this world of joy, into this community, into this family of great energy, the fun, the first time. Bring yourself back and put a year on it. What age were you? What age? Think of that age. Think of the feeling, connect to it, remember back. Who was around? What sounds did you hear? What you saw? The animal, remember the name of the animal. Remember what you did. Was it just walking? Was it trotting? Was it cantering? Was it just being up on the horse? Just being up on the pony? Was it your first jump? Those moments, those early memories, connect, feel them. Feel the joy, connect to it. The feeling in your heart, that heart set, that thrill, the excitement, the exhilaration, a connection of beautiful horsemanship, horse and rider, that feeling. Step into it, imagine you're back there again. See the smile on your face, the love, the joy, the satisfaction, the freedom, the flow, the energy. Feel it all. Step into it. Really own it. And in this lovely place, give yourself permission to keep this every time you ride. From this moment on, you bring that into your day, into your riding. No matter how much you have to work out and plan and learn and be trained, that you keep this joy, this passion, this feeling of excitement, this feeling of fun, this exhilarating joy that you're holding back then, that you're bringing into now. From 1 to 2, feeling it, honoring that promise, thinking of that age, holding that age, telling yourself that that's what you've, the gift, this is the gift that you're given, the love of this sport, the love of your animals. That's why you do what you do. You know, always mix that with the mind, the head and heart. From 3 to 4, 4 to 5, keep smiling, keep owning that beautiful feeling. 5 to 6, 6 to 7, promise yourself no matter what, you'll carry this into you every day. That feeling, the step of each horse, the movement, the breathing, hanging out with your horses, just that feeling, the community, the village that it takes to get you there, to feel that energy, to give thanks to the people who introduced you to it, it's your parents, relation, friend, however you got into it, it's just that feeling, the exhilarating, happy, joyful feeling, 6, 7, 8, that joy, that buzz, it's yours, you're going to own it, it's going to be part of your daily practice, part of your daily feelings, that freedom, that flow, 6, 7, 8, 9, that buzzed up energy, that sense of fun, and all the way to 10. Well done. This new technique of bringing fun to your back, bringing the excitement back, bringing your heart back to your writing, a promise will fast track success. Well done.
Thank you as always, Jim. Another great meditation. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. We look forward to next week, where we're going to focus on letter G, G for gratitude.
Thank you, Connor.
Thanks, Jim.